Alright. Can you say your first and last name and spell it, please?
Justin Jones. J-U-S-T-I-N-J-O-N-E-S.
What is your position at Clarksville High School?
Currently, I was our defensive coordinator from 2016 to 2022. And I'm currently the head track and field coach for both girls and guys.
And how long have you been at... Oh, well, you already said that. What has it been like these past 7 years being at Clark Central?
You know, career-wise, it's been growth, obviously. We've had successes on the field, on the track. And, you know, we also have had some disappointments. It's been truly a learning experience, not only professionally but personally. And, like, you know, I guess going back to just a lot of growth within the time frame.
What are some things you've seen change throughout being here 7 years, different principals, different superintendents? How's it been like balancing that as a teacher and as a coach?
Yeah, obviously with different leadership, you have different expectations. I know since I've been here, there was Dr. Lanoue, then Dr. Means, then Dr. Thomas, and now we got Dr. Hooker as a superintendent. And each and every one of them brought different, you know, qualities to the table and as to how they wanted things done. Same thing with our leadership at the school level. You know, when I first came to Athens, I was interviewed by Dr. Hooker. Ms. Uran took over, and then we've had Dr. Huff for the past several years. You know, just seeing the different expectations from district level and then the different expectations from school level, those things have changed. And then obviously the students, seeing how, especially how we've been impacted with the pandemic, you know, students coming, you know, being here before the pandemic, and then just the differences of them being out of school, being in the school building, just basically trying to get back into a routine, you know, coming out of the pandemic. So those are some of the things that I've seen and, you know, that I've seen over the years since I've been here.
Can you kind of talk about the process coming to Clark Central? What was that like starting out at Carrollton and then getting a job here? What was that like?
You know, it was kind of, you know, I got a text from a friend of mine who I had worked with on a previous football staff, and he asked me would I be interested in, you know, interviewing for a defensive coordinator position, and I was like, of course. You know, shortly after that, I got a call from Coach Perno. He and I, we talked. He basically asked me what did I need, as a coach, and at that particular time, I didn't need anything. I just wanted an opportunity to coach, you know, be able to run a defense, you know, have some people under you that you can kind of, you know, tutor and point them in the right direction. And once he basically said, you know, I don't need anything. All I need was an opportunity, and we came up and we met, and we, you know, he and I hit it off. You know, we've had some really good players football-wise here. And every year that I've been here, and that's always fortunate when you can have really good players to make your job a lot easier as a coach. So, you know, a mutual friend of Coach Perno and I kind of introduced us. Coach Perno and I hit it off. Then the springtime was coming around, and there wasn't a guy's head coach for track and field. I have a huge track and field background, so I was fortunate enough to be able to slide into the track and field position, and then that next season after that, I took over the girls' job as well.
What has it been like balancing track and coaching football, starting in the spring, normally where it's spring football, ending track, and then what is that like, turning the switch on, turning it off, and being able to balance those two sports?
It's been a constant grind. I'm working with some excellent people within the PE department, stable for my family.
Can you tell me about starting at Carrollton, and what is it going to be like going back to Carrollton now in an administrative role instead of coaching? What is that going to be like for you?
You know, obviously, I grew up in Carrollton, so, I mean, I have a lot of family and friends there. And it was a tough place to leave. I mean, because a lot of people, you know, want to be in that school system. But it was a great opportunity for my family and myself back then. So, you know, we kind of took a leap of faith. We've had some success, and it's been really good. You know, obviously ups and downs, but you know, not coaching is going to be a huge adjustment for me because, you know, my professional career, that's all I've done. You know, I would always teach, go to practice. You know, that's, you know, or games or track meets or whatever the case may have been. You know, but getting into administration, going to be able to see education from a different point of view, I think that's going to be a blessing. I'm excited about that opportunity. I had aspirations of being an athletic director. And
you see, or based off of Dr. Huff or other principals here, what do you think you have an insight in going into that role?
You know, being in a classroom, you know, you have different classes and you have an interaction with the students, and each class takes on its own personality. I know that's going to be an adjustment for me. You know, I think I'm going to have to make a more concerted effort to have relationships with the students, because you don't have them in your classes anymore. So, you know, you have to meet them in the hallways, you know, extracurricular activities, all be recognized by our students. And then obviously having to support teachers. I think that's the main thing that I really, really want to make it be, whatever they're teaching. Coaches the same way, make their jobs easier, because I know the daily grind of being a teacher. I know the daily grind of being a coach. And then obviously being present to the student body. Because as a principal, you can get bogged down in what you're doing and not really. Met a lot of really good people inside the school building and within the community. You know, hopefully the impact is a positive impact. When you say, you know, Coach Jones, he had a positive impact on me, whatever the case may be. Whether it be just somebody, you know, continuing to work. Even if you got a setback, just make sure you continue to work, because, you know, we're always going to have obstacles that we got to face. And I just want to hope people continue to face their obstacles and continue to move forward, because, you know, life goes on even with our ups and downs.
Last question. Leaving Clark Central and moving into a different level, what do you think Clark Central will look like?
There's no substitute for hard work. And that's one of the things I hope I leave here as a legacy. That, you know, there's no... It's not going to be any shortcuts to get my athletes or anybody I work with. I hope that's how they feel about myself, because you're not going to get the results that you want if you're not working. And that's one of the quotes that I try to apply in my life, that, you know, don't get upset for the results you don't get for the work that you haven't put in. And I mean, and that's with anything. That's school, that's work, that's relationships. You can't get upset for the results you don't get for the work you haven't put in.
Anything else you'd like to add?
You know, I'm just, you know, just thankful for the opportunity. I'll miss Clark Central. I'll miss Athens. I definitely could be here to visit, you know, on several occasions. So hopefully I'll be able to run into some friends and be able to just to catch up. And, you know, hopefully it'll all be positive and no negativity.